AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. North Carolina lawmakers have failed tonight to flush the so-called bathroom bill for LGBTs down the drain. But State Senator Jeff Jackson says they'll keep trying.
The deal was simple. Charlotte repeals its ordinance, and we fully repeal HB2 without any strings. This bill breaks that deal. Charlotte would not have repealed its ordinance if this had been the deal.
'Tis the season to be jolly and also the season to guard your personal information from hackers.
It could be through a phishing email that might try to lure them into a deal that's too good to be true, or try to alert them to a crisis like a package that hasn't arrived that makes them click on a link or submit information that they shouldn't, that the hackers can then use to steal their identity.
Michael Kaiser, executive director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance, says cyber crooks and identity thieves are getting smarter and more savvy, but some basic protections can still lower a person's risk of being hacked.
Ensuring that when they open accounts that they have very strong password protections, that they do research around the sites that they're planning on using to make sure that other people have had positive experiences.
Donald Trump's inaugural weekend will include an interfaith prayer service at Washington's National Cathedral.
It's customary to hold such an interfaith event. In 2013, the cathedral hosted President Barack Obama and about two dozen religious leaders, including Muslims, evangelicals, Orthodox Christians, Sikhs, and Jews. Trump supporters say the January 21st event will emphasize unity and reconciliation. Trump overwhelmingly won white evangelical voters, but has been criticized by some religious leaders over his stands on immigrants and Muslims. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Washington's subway system has started selling one-day passes for the inauguration, but unlike previous years, these cards don't have the president-elect's picture on them. Metro says the Trump campaign didn't respond to a request for a picture. This is AP Radio News. Covering the news is Risky Business. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports at least four dozen journalists were killed on the job this year, according to the annual tally of an advocacy group.
The Committee to Protect Journalists counts up the number of reporters murdered or killed in the crossfire of war each year. Last year it was 72, this year 48. Good news?
I wish we could say that.
CPJ Advocacy Director Courtney Raj says reporting was as dangerous as ever.
This past year was also a record for the number of journalists imprisoned.
14 journalists were killed in Syria this year, the fifth year in a row the war-torn country has been the most hazardous. 18 journalists killed in 2016 were directly targeted for their work. That was the lowest total since 2002. Warren Levinson, New York.
Law officers in Fayetteville, Arkansas say a Washington County sheriff deputy shot and killed a man today who had threatened him at a tire store. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money. And-